The war with Iraq has prompted anti-American rallies and demonstrations in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Sudan, Yemen, Egypt, and Syria. Commentator Fawaz Zerjaz says America's relationship with the Muslim world will be tested further in the months and years ahead.
A new realignment is crystallizing in Arab and Muslim lands. It brings together a broad spectrum of political forces against American foreign policy. Distinguished Islamic institutions and renowned moderate Muslim clerics have urged Muslims to join in jihad to resist the U.S.-led onslaught. Osama bin Laden no longer has a monopoly on calling on Muslims to wage jihad to defend the faith. Al-Azhar in Egypt is the highest, oldest, and most respected institution of religious learning in the Muslim world. It has issued a fatwa, a religious edict, advising all Muslims in the world to make jihad against invading American forces in Iraq. The ruling warned that Islam itself is the direct target of the new crusaders' invasion, which it says aims at humiliating and subjugating Arabs and controlling their resources. Azhar's ruling will likely resonate with a faithful, particularly outraged young man. Its call to Muslims could be compared to that of the Vatican if the Pope were to call on Catholics to fight a just war to defend the faith. Prominent Muslim clerics and political leaders have echoed Al-Azhar. Sheikh Muhammad Sayyid Tantawi, Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, is a pro-Western reformist. He was one of the first clerics to denounce the 9/11 suicide bombings against the United States and to dismiss bin Laden's jihadi credentials as fraudulent. But now, he has ruled that resisting an American attack is jihad and a binding Islamic duty. Bin Laden must be laughing in either his grave or his cave, depending on his whereabouts. One of his strategic goals was to portray the struggle with the United States as a war between the camp of belief versus the camp of unbelief. He hoped to mobilize the Ummah, the Muslim community worldwide, to heed his call for jihad. At that time, leading Muslim clerics dismissed bin Laden's apocalyptic nightmare that what was unthinkable a year and a half ago has now happened. Two versions of a just war theory, one Western and the other Muslim, are clashing over Iraq. The challenge now is how to limit the damage. The good news is that both mainstream Western and Muslim leaders have called on their people to show tolerance and restraint toward each other. In their sermons and speeches, Tantawi, Qaradawi, and other Muslim clerics and politicians have appealed to their followers not to target civilians and to keep the focus on Iraq. Similarly, the opposition to war by church leaders dilutes the religious fervor of Westerners who would make this a clash of civilizations. We must build on these hopeful developments to regain the momentum of peaceful coexistence and to rebuild trust between Islam and the West.
The comments of Fawaz Zerjaz, professor of Middle East and International Affairs at St. Lawrence College and author of the forthcoming book, The Islamists and the West.